Welcome to Dragon Gray's Variety Show. We do another excerpt of a short story, a Christmas story. This one, The Elves and the Shoemaker, written by Shreya Sharma. Once upon a time, there lived a kind shoemaker and his wife. Sadly, nobody bought his shoes anymore, and they had become poor. They only had a piece of cloth left to make one last pair of shoes. To console him, his wife said, "Don't worry too much. Everything will soon be all right. Keep the cloth on the table. You can stitch the shoe tomorrow. Let's go to bed now." However, four little elves were peeking from outside their window and heard them talking. They felt sorry for the kind man. "We must help the poor shoemaker," they decided. The smart and talented elves fluttered into the house through the window. They took the cloth and soon began cutting, sewing, and decorating it. Before morning, they made the most beautiful pair of shoes in the whole world and flew away. In the morning, the shoemaker and his wife were amazed to see the pretty little shoes lying on the table. "Who made this? They are lovely," they both wondered. Soon, a merchant saw the shoes in the shop window and immediately bought them. He gave the shoemaker enough money to buy cloth for two pairs of shoes. That night, too, the shoemaker left the cloth on the table before going to bed. The elves returned. Before sunrise, they made two pairs of shoes that were much prettier. This continued for many more nights. Every morning, the shoemaker used to wait for the best creation of shoes. The shoemaker and his wife were puzzled. "I want to know who are our friends that are helping us. We must thank them for their kindness," the shoemaker said. They had decided to stay awake that night and hide behind the door to find out who made the shoes for them. As they waited, finally they saw the elves flying, laughing, singing, and quickly stitching the shoes. "How lucky we are. We must gift something in return. Their clothes are torn. Let's make tiny clothes for them," the wife suggested. They both worked hard to make the best clothes, including the cutest pair of shoes for the friendly elves, and left them on the table the next night. When the elves came, they were thrilled to see the new clothes. They were happily dancing and singing and flew out of the window, never to be seen again. The shoemaker continued to make the best shoes in the town and sold them. He and his wife never forgot the kind elves who had helped them in their time of need. This has been a short story, a reading of The Elves and the Shoemaker, written by Shreya Sharma. This has been an episode of Dragon Gray's Variety Show. Come back, check out more holiday short stories. Check out DragonGraysWorld.com for music, videos, more and more. Again, hoping everyone is having a great start to their holiday season.